Grazie, grazie. Grazie,
I have touched it's not in the
yelled in my face, I'm going to start sitting there, I'm going to listen to this guy. You're used to that, because it takes us to an example of faith. You face a great God. I'm a part of the husband and wife, who together are working together to achieve that kind of thing. And it seems to me that if this is the new value of basic loving and God, then you do the other, is giving us this catalogue of examples of faith and examples of persevering in faith. And each example given, we see even this time, as God has some particular aspect of perspective on faith different from the others. Yet, the unique value of basic loving and faith, because it sets before us husband and wife in doing the power of faith together. And I think they're going to see between this week and next week that there's some really, really practical stuff to be gathered here from those of us who are in America. And none of the things that this stuff sets before us, if you up and you're taught to those powers of faith together. Now, the second thing I want to bring out that shows the value of this text, and there's a level in particular, a level is that women often experience intense sorrows of faith, and in a way that is unique to women. Maybe the sorrows themselves may or may not be unique, yet the experience of this text may have uniqueness to the other women's perspective in the news. And this is the second factor that I have stated in this is the second factor in my experience to favor this reading that makes fair the subject. And because, as I sat on it, and what stood out to me is that the primary cause, and thus it is seen the most intense part of desire, of not being able to conceive, even seem to focus on Sarah rather than Abraham. We have primary cause, you see this in a moment, that Sarah is barren. And then I'm going to write the news of her marriage to Abraham. And as again, as I see later, it would appear that when some of this power of faith is presented to us in the scripture, Sarah has used menopause. She's not in a barren that has used menopause. And Abraham did have a child. You've heard that. Again, something that you cut down in a moment. After Sarah's death, the other and Sarah with the cure. And however much that may have been God's stuff and providence on the part of God's mercy, I think it's fair to say that by any measure, the impossibility on Sarah's side of the equation is especially great in a few. Now, to say that men and women are different is stating the obvious, and we often are even amused by the truth of how different we are. There's a lot of nonsense out there today that is denying the difference, and yet I think it's and then we need prayers of faith. Even when we pass through the same prayer together as husband and wife, there are times when they are made even more intense to the husband and wife as a result of aspects of being or experienced
And practically speaking, we see that there is an element I need you. Thank you. Yeah. God is not big enough. God
it's not day to night, and you had a hard night. You got it, something that you can say. Hey, I'm here to see you, got it, baby. And see you again. Now listen, you have to stay on the basics, that you stay the basics.
I'm going to take a minute. I need to take a minute.
Yeah.